This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
All right, we're checking in with one of our favorite people, Brian Bro Brosdahl, who you love ice fishing, don't you, Bro?
Ice fishing is my favorite fishing. You know, I do like open water when you're hammering on fish, but there's something special about ice, and you can only get it here in the North Country.
No question. I know one of the things you like about it, you're like a walking furnace, so you love the cold temps.
Oh, I do. I used to scoop out the ice even when it was 20 below with my hand, and not as much anymore. You get, you know, after a while, I'm getting a little bit older, but I tell you what, yeah, I do like cold. I sleep in cold. Even in the summer, I get the air on. I just love cold.
Okay. Well, we haven't had, you know, ridiculously cold, but we've had really great ice-making weather, and it sounds like pretty much all the lakes have good, solid ice now.
Yeah, it's actually way ahead of schedule, and it's one of those years. I mean, comparatively, if you look down south, they get their ice usually after Christmas, or Michigan gets it after the first of the year. They start creeping out on the lakes. They're fishing in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, and starting to fish in parts of Michigan already.
Wow.
And we're way ahead. I've been ice fishing for, I've had 4 inches of ice that I've been on for over a month. And, of course, the shallow lakes are the ones that usually freeze up first, and they're usually the best ones. And, but yeah, I've been chasing fish for over a month.
How's
on the ice.
How's the bite been?
Our bite was phenomenal. On Red Lake, you just catch fish after fish after fish. And then as the, you know, the pressure and the traffic from the machines, and then now I've seen a lot of trucks out there. I'm still using a machine because I don't want any problems. And,
right.
And you can scoot around real nice on a four-wheeler or snowmobile. But just getting away from the crowds definitely helps get you on more fish. And I've been up there a couple of different times when I'm back from my Bro Road Show, and it's a great place to go. You know you're going to get bit. And if you don't want to work hard, you can just throw a minnow down there on a glow shot jig and put a fathead down, and it's going to get bit. And if you jig, you're going to get bit. So it's any way you want to fish it. And it's a wheelhouse mecca, because you can bring the whole family, drop it down, and your kids are going to catch walleyes. Your wife is going to catch walleyes. You're going to catch walleyes. So, but I've been going out in Red, and everybody's got the big race to get to the center island, but that'll have 500 houses on it on a weekend. But moving away from that area, you got to get a little bit away from the crowd. You're going to get bit. So just remember, some of the best depths have been 12 to 13 feet of water. And don't forget, if you got multiple days up there, don't forget about the shoreline, because everybody goes past it like it's old news. Well, that when the shoreline gets quiet, guess where they go?
Right. You know what? I was just talking to a guy who was up there, and he'd had several good days in a row. But then last Saturday, of course, it was in pretty perfect weather, and it was really busy. And he said that just shut him down for that one stretch of time. So, yeah, you want to find kind of a quiet spot if you can.
Well, and even I just went out in the middle of nowhere, just drove out. There are some ridges there to watch out for, so follow, you know, get on the accesses and go where they tell you. But on my machines, I followed a ridge that went all the way across between JR's and Mort's, and that ridge kind of curves and goes towards Beacon Harbor. But as you get way out in the middle there, I was catching perch and walleye. It didn't matter where I stopped. I caught walleyes everywhere, and there's some big ones in there this year. We're seeing some 22 to 24 inchers, not real common, but don't think that you're just going to get little eaters. And bring a ruler. Don't forget to bring a way to measure them, because a lot of them are right on that edge of 17, and you could have four fish, one over 17. So, you know, you don't want to have too many 17s and up. So always bring a ruler and bring plenty of glow shot spoons and jigs. And my advice to you is bring red, pink, and gold. Those are the colors. And a minnow head works better than a half a minnow or a full minnow jig on the spoon. And then on the jig, crack the light in there, and they just eat it. They love that glow. up there, and I've done really well. And a plain hook will work, a super glow hook, just with a minnow, works really well also. But consistent bites, and there are some fish going on the other lakes. Just remember, there's no shortcuts first ice. You have to drill the whole way, even before you take the machine. So safety first. If you ain't drilling a hole, don't take the machine.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you have heard of some reports on other lakes, too?
Well, yeah, a lot of the shallower basins have capped over really well, and there's everywhere from 6 inches of ice up to a foot in some spots. But remember, I mean, even on lakes that I fish, I drill, and I have found 3-4 inches of ice, especially where there's little snowbanks and stuff. So, and I've seen some people drive machines and trucks, and I've never seen them drill. That's a gamble not worth taking, and I see it all the time, and I've watched people go through the ice. It's not worth it just to take a shortcut. If you have a younger kid with you, have them go out and drill the hole and measure it. Don't guesstimate. And then wait for 14, 16 inches to take your truck. I know I don't like to put my truck in the water. It's not good for the upholstery.
That's a fact.
And remember, side by side, the super four-seater Taj Mahal with a cap loaded with a bunch of bodies. No, just take your four-wheeler or side by side, a small one, and unless you got good enough ice, you know, it's the same. I got a truck on tracks, and I didn't pick a Suburban. I picked a lighter truck. I got a little 4Runner from a Chesterburg to put on there. It's all about light. We don't need extra weight on the ice, but definitely get out there and have fun, because the fish are biting really well right now. Of course, you have days where there's low pressure or high pressure, and that'll slow it down just a little bit, but this is about the best I've seen in a long time.
You know, and I know that everybody wants to get out there for early ice because that's usually one of the best bites, but I don't know why, bro, as the adults listening to this show and adults that are going out there, why they have to keep being reminded every year not to be idiots.
Well, and it's all about reading ice, and we have snow on the ice now, so you can't look at the thickness of the cracks or the universal freeze or the age of the ice. Right now, you have to drill, and literally, and always have your spikes. Anybody without spikes, I catch people, and I'm like, I don't see your spikes. Well, I got them in my pocket. Well, you're not going to find them if you go through.
Yeah.
You got to have them out where you can get at them. And I have a Frabel suit, and they're right there in front. And, you know, if you're prepared, nothing will happen. If you're unprepared, the worst could happen. So, but I drill, like, even when I go out on Winnie and I go fish some of the humps, like the question mark, I drill the whole way. And I'm not like Jack LaLanne or anything. I'm not in super, super good shape, but it's good for you. I drill. Then I wave Heather up with the machine, and she follows behind, or I'll have one of my buddies do that. Usually, no matter who I'm with, I end up doing all the drilling, because if I don't, they won't go. And so I drill the whole way. Then you could ride all the way back in, and that's how you check ice. You don't take a shortcut, say, I'll drill one hole. Oh, yeah, it's good. You know, trust me, I've watched trucks go through the ice, and you scratch your head, say, why did they just drive there?
Yeah.
And so safety first. And I know safety, everybody pounds it, but we don't need any black eyes in ice fishing. There's the media takes it out of control. And so just get out there and have fun. And remember, goal shots, spoons, light line. There's no reason to use heavy line through the ice. The fish have nowhere to go. We don't have trees under the ice in our neck of the woods. They're not flooded reservoirs. There's a few weeds. So you can get by with 3-4 pound test on walleyes. And if you get a big one, well, you're not trying to lift them by the line. Get them up to the hole and grab them. And when they get to the hole, that's where a lot of people lose fish. They try to horse them, and then they end up getting their spoon caught on the ice. You get a big fish on, you know it's going to make 2 or 3 runs at the hole. Then once you turn their nose, flip them up on the ice. The crappies are on fire, and there's no wrong spot to go. We all know our spots. Go out there and have fun and catch fish, but, you know, you don't need to survive on them. You know, just take what you need to eat and have a good time. And Red Lake's a guilt-free lake for eating fish. It's loaded with walleyes, and we can only fish a small part of it, so enjoy.
Okay. You mentioned Glowshot. Anything else in the world of ice fishing? Any new product out there you're liking?
Oh, I love the Helix Ice 7 G2 because it has a multispectral chirp sonar. If you're buying a depth finder and it ain't multitasking GPS, you're paying the same price for a depth finder. Look at the Helix. There's a reason that they're almost sold out right now. Is you can mark spots, you can use them in open water, you could deploy your trolling motor in the summertime on these winter units if you want to use them in summertime. And then AquaView. You don't get wet fingers anymore. It's got a reel on the back, micro camera, HD cameras, even with a new film remover. So if your naked eye couldn't see down there, the AquaView can because it has a program to remove all dingy water on the new HDs. And they're popular for fish houses because you could see so far and you could put them on a big screen. But those are some of the unique things. And then with Northland, don't forget the old buckshot. We hammered quite a few fish on buckshots also. Red buckshots, the red glow, and then day glow perch. And our area is an area that they love golden perch. Yep, and don't forget and check out the Frable Bubblers. They have one that you could actually, it's strong, you can sit on it, it's heavy duty, and it's got a quiet bubbler, so it isn't going to drive you nuts when you're out there.
Okay.
It's called a Magnum bait cooler.
For those on the southern edge of Paul Bunyan Country, maybe can't make it all the way up to Red Lake, where would you send them?
If they're on the southern edge, just go fish Irving Freezes first. Check out Irving, that's always a good bet, and then work your way over to Leech Lake, maybe the Sand Point area. Watch out for that river flowing there. You got to go way left. And then, you know, go out of a Trapper's Landing on the south end of Leech and go get some big walleyes. You don't want to catch small ones. You want to catch big ones, go to Leech Lake and run down to Trapper's Landing. You'll have a good time, and then you can hit Reeds on the way and load up. Or if you're going north, go to Northwoods Bait and Tackle. Those guys are so cool. I always like to stop and say hi. Even if I don't need anything, I just go say hi to them because they're awesome.
Okay, awesome. So tell me about the Bro Roadshow. What's that?
The Bro Roadshow is for my sponsors. I go out on the road to the Twin Cities, Detroit, and I like to talk about my sponsor product. But I also, you can win a trip to fish with me, a little tournament where we call it Beat the Bro.
Okay.
And so if you want to check that out, it's on my Facebook or it's on Frable Facebook. If you want to beat the Bro, you think you can beat me on the ice, enter. And not only that, we're going to have a lot of fun no matter who wins because we're fishing.
Yep.
You get to go fishing with me and it doesn't cost you anything. So definitely enter that one. It's kind of a little fun spin on getting people out ice fishing.
So you're busy with the roadshow, but are you still doing some guide trips here in the winter?
Oh, absolutely. I don't guide as much during the winter. I just, between the boat show or the Bro Roadshow and the other commitments I have, I do get out, but not as much as I used to. But in open water, I do get out quite a bit. And I save most of it for open water. But you will see me on the ice. And if I'm not on the ice guiding, I'll be shooting shows and commercials and product lines.
All right. So you remain a busy man.
Oh yeah, it's good to be busy because grass doesn't grow on a busy person.
What's if we want to check you out on social media? What are the best ways to do that?
Go to Brian Brosdahl or go to the Bro Roadshow, and you can see my scheduled dates. And I put everything online so everybody can see where I'm at all the time and they can follow the adventure, the retail adventure. And then we'll have some more stuff we'll shoot this winter and give people ideas where to fish, how to catch them, and just simple tips because I want people to get out fishing. That's what drives our economy. And not only that, it's fun and it's good for the kids to get away from the computers. So definitely check that out. And if you want to book a trip this summer, go to brosguideservice.com. The winter I'm pretty well stacked, but give me a shout this summer and you'll be able to check out my new Ranger boat I'm getting.
Nice. Hey, put on your Santa hat quick before we wrap it up, and give us a good three items that are reasonably priced that we could get an outdoorsman for Christmas.
Glow shot spoons and jigs, number one. A straight line reel for the pan fisherman, and then if you want to step up a little bit more, a Helix 5 is a good starter. They're very inexpensive. They're cheaper than the other sonars, and they have everything. And then an AquaView Micro 5 Revolution. It tells you direction that you're pointing the camera, the zoom, it records. And then, of course, the easiest one is Frabel retractable spikes, so that your people or your kids or your spouse are safe when they're out there ice fishing. That's an easy gift. That's $7. So I'd go out and get that right away.
All right. You got the word from Santa Bro. Hey, Brian, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope to see some good photos on Facebook.